is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A federal judge in California has ordered six federal agencies to offer to reinstate probationary employees who were fired last month. The judge said the Office of Personnel Management had no authority to direct the firings across federal agencies. CBS's Jake Rosen.
This judge accused the government of using OPM, a government vehicle, to fire all of these employees instead of actually doing it at the agency level, which he said was necessary. He also said these employees did not have the proper due process to appeal their claims.
His order would cover the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Defense, and Treasury, among others. There was a hearing planned for this morning to consider the nomination of President Trump's choice to head the CDC. But at the last moment, the hearing was canceled. David Weldon's nomination withdrawn. CBS's Torian Small on Capitol Hill.
We're told by a White House official that it was clear that he did not have the votes for this nomination in the Senate, which is also a bit peculiar because despite the fact that this is a former Florida congressman who's had some controversial takes on vaccines, he also comes after another string of controversial figures have been confirmed by the Senate to their respective posts. So it's peculiar that now is the time that we're seeing the draw.
President Vladimir Putin says he has serious questions about President Trump's ceasefire plan for Ukraine.
This ceasefire should lead to an enduring peace and should remove the root causes of this crisis.
President Trump, just moments ago in a meeting with NATO's Secretary General, was asked about the Russian president's remarks.
Now we're going to see whether or not Russia's there, and if they're not, it'll be a very disappointing moment for the world.
Trump's chief negotiator is in Moscow. An atmospheric river is dumping a lot of rain on Southern California, an area scorched by recent wildfires. CBS's Carter Evans.
We do need rain here in California. We just don't need it right here in these burn scar areas because if you look up at the mountains here, there's really no vegetation on the hillsides. There's nothing holding that dirt back. And so when you get a really heavy downpour, that water just starts picking up speed downhill.
Meteorologist Grant Gilmore says it's a wide-reaching storm that will have massive impacts across the country.
Storm system moves to the east as we go through the next couple of days. As it starts to tap into that Gulf moisture, we are going to see a multi-day severe weather outbreak from the central plains all the way into the east coast. There is a significant concern for tornadoes and damaging winds as we go into the weekend.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A memorial is growing at 16th and Taylor in Racine following a high-speed collision that has now resulted in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Homicide charges are now likely for the death of Tyrena Scales. Police say the crash happened when Salvador Coronado's Camaro struck a vehicle carrying five teenagers while being pursued by police. The body found in Lake Michigan near Kenosha's Eichelman Park has been identified as 18-year-old Kyla Sobchak. She'd been missing since December 17th. Kenosha police say they're investigating. A Burlington woman has been charged with a felony for allegedly hiding her 13-year-old daughter from the child's father for 6 days. The incident led to an extensive search operation. 36-year-old Louisa Asala is now being held on a $20,000 bond. Big issues were debated last night. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel talked about crucial issues including abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The April 1st election, just 3 weeks away, will determine the court's ideological balance. And the Racine County Eye has a new feature explaining zoning regulations. They make it interesting, and you'll learn how Mount Pleasant allocates what they've got. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packer players moving on. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL Free Agency. Two Packer players have signed with other teams. Center Josh Myers, a one-year contract with the Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon joins the Eagles, also a one-year deal. Men's college basketball, the Badgers taking on Northwestern today in the Big Ten tournament. Marquette against Xavier in the Big East tourney. In Madison, Sarah Williams says she's entering a transfer portal after 3 years on the Wisconsin women's basketball team. NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They host the L.A. Lakers. And Shaquille O'Neal had this to say about former Bucks player and business mentor Junior Bridgman, who died on Tuesday.
Yeah, this one really hit hard for me. They always tell us stories about how 75% of athletes 0 to 5 years after they're done playing go broke. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I've patterned my whole business acumen after Junior Bridgman. This one hurts a lot.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Sunny and very spring-like today with highs reaching 50. And we'll still see some sunshine tomorrow with highs getting warmer to near 60 degrees. But it'll be breezy with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour pushing us there. Then at night, showers and thunderstorms roll through. Some of them could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're always around. And then say your hair's too long.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. You been watching spring training at all?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Nope. Sorry,
I usually like to.
Not much of a conversationalist in this arena.
Okay.
I kind of know what's going on. It looks pretty on TV. You see a little clip or two.
Right.
Wow, that looks nice.
The grass is so great. How come my grass is never that green?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Brewers are having, you know, an okay spring. You know, they're not lighting up any.
Do you really use the win-loss record at this point?
No, that was the point I'm going to bring up. I think they're, what, I don't know. There are a few games under 500 at this point in Cactus League, but that was the point I'm going to bring up. Doesn't matter to me. It makes no difference at this point.
I think the stories are just like in preseason football. Who are these people? What are the new people doing? What are the old people doing? What's going on? Are you hitting the ball? Are you throwing it good?
And especially at this time in spring training, because a lot of the regulars aren't playing more than an inning or two anyway. And then as spring goes on, then they start playing more. So.
Well, I'd like to think in this day and age with how much they're making, like they're training all year long. Like you used to be, they were literally sitting in a Barca lounger for 3 months and they went back to work and got to work out here. But I think these days, these guys are like
come into shape.
Yeah. Every day, no matter what.
They come into spring. The spring training is too long because, like you said, not only that, the back in the old days, players had other jobs, in the off season. Yeah. And then they would have to come in and get into shape in the spring. Well, they come in to spring in the shape. So in shape. So the spring training is just way too long. Way too long.
But you should listen to the games whenever they're on the radio, right?
Yeah, well, sure. Especially if you've got it tuned to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or 98.1 FM.
Sounds of the season.
All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles keeping us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
When you've got to choose, if From Radio Park to the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
Ah!
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, I know you love these timeless hits from the 60s and 70s, but you know who's really passionate about them? Dan Marcus. You hear him from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. weekdays, and he's got some great interviews and stories with some of these 60s and 70s stars on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. You can check that out at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Brothstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Brothstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. My sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Traveling man, yes, I'm a traveling man.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Well, now a song from 1967 that later was covered by the Blues Brothers for one of their albums. It's Soul Survivors and Expressway to Your Heart on WRJN.
I got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. And by far, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. Caught in the rush hour, this fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Oh, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. Yeah. My baby does a hanky panky. My baby does a hanky panky. My baby does a hanky panky. My baby.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's now a memorial growing at 16th and Taylor in Racine. That's where there was a high-speed collision Sunday that's now resulted in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Tyrena Scales was pronounced dead Tuesday after being injured in the crash. Four other teenagers were also injured. Police say it happened when a Camaro driven by Salvador Coronado struck the teenager's vehicle at 16th and Taylor. Police say Coronado was being chased after getting clocked at 90 miles an hour. The suspect is injured with likely homicide charges pending when he recovers. The woman found in the lake Sunday had been missing since December. The Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office has identified the body found in Lake Michigan off Kenosha's shore near Eichelman Park. They say it was Kayla Sobchak, an 18-year-old woman who had been missing since December 17th. Kenosha police say they are investigating the woman's death. Despite recent federal funding cuts to education programs across Wisconsin, Racine Unified won't take a hit. RacineCountyEye.com has a story today about why RUSD won't feel the cut. Read more online. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and very spring-like today with highs reaching 50. And we'll still see some sunshine tomorrow with highs getting warmer to near 60 degrees. But it'll be breezy with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour pushing us there. Then at night, showers and thunderstorms roll through. Some of them could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is the thumbnail grows the slowest and the middle nail the fastest. Yeah, nearly four times faster than toenails.
Thank you.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, also home to high school basketball. We've got a good one for you tonight. It's tournament action as Waterford takes on Whitnall at Wilmot Union High School at 7 p.m. tonight. The pregame's at 6:30. Dick Rosseffa has the call of the game. We'll talk with Dick a little bit later this afternoon, get a preview of that matchup. It's high school basketball tonight on WRJN.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby. Remember the day I set you free? I told you you could always count on me, darling. From that day on, I made a vow I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow. Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby. Oh, no, darling.
No wind, no rain. All winter's cold can stop me, baby.
No, no, baby.
Cause you are mine.
If you're ever in trouble, I'll be there on the double. Just send for me, oh, baby.
Huh. My love is alive. Woo. Way down in my heart, although we are miles apart.
If you ever
you're no good.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, all week long, you love listening to the timeless hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN, but listen Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller. There was Julie Andrews, and of course, Frank Sinatra. It's Sundays from 7 a.m. till noon. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is here to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrop has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Let's take you back to 1964 on this date in Beatles history. Billboard reported that sales of Beatles singles accounted for 60% of the U.S. singles market. Here the Beatles now come together on WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A federal judge has just ruled the Trump administration must offer reinstatement to the probationary workers who were fired across multiple federal agencies. He said the firings didn't follow federal law. Rehiring those workers, though, will be a problem, as Jake Rosen reports.
That offer is obviously complicated because a lot of these people have turned in their government devices. There are no offices for a lot of these people to go to, especially in the case of some of these groups who have had their offices shut down or who were told to not go to work.
President Trump's envoy is in Moscow for meetings on the Ukraine ceasefire deal. Russian President Putin said today he has serious questions about it. President Trump said he's ready to discuss.
We have to get this war over with, and you'll be back to a normal, much more normal life, and maybe we're close. We're getting words that things are going okay in Russia, and it doesn't mean anything until we hear what the final outcome is.
There have been nearly 100 arrests outside Trump Tower in New York as Jewish protesters demand the release of a pro-Palestinian activist who led demonstrations at Columbia University.